A deep rage began to burn inside Dalla's chest, and she looked across Boitu's bed.
She's going too far with this, Wynne. We need to do something about it.
I understand, he replied evenly. I'm just not sure what we can do, unless you're willing to risk the uncertainties of open court. Translation: unless we want the whole galaxy to know that Vaunt's right, we have to take our lumps. Dalla clenched her teeth and looked away, and that was when she saw Boitu's eyelid twitch.
Did you see that? She asked, turning to Isai. He blinked.
I didn't, but you mustn't allow it to raise your hopes, Isai said. It's an automatic reflex.
Dalla looked back to Boitu, waiting for him to blink again. He didn't, but she could see for herself that his activity image was peaking and spiking every time Vaunt's image appeared on screen.
No, Doctor, it means something.
She glanced back up at the vidscreen, where Vaunt was just doing her sign-off with an image of Arari's smoking skyline in the background.
I think there's some connection between Mari Vaunt and the attack.
Asokeji's scarred cheek folds widened in shock, and he glanced over at Wynne with an expression that suggested he thought Dalla was losing her mind.
Something troubling you, Reinorg?
Dalla asked.
Speak freely.
Thank you, Chief, he replied. But it doesn't make sense. Why would a reporter involve herself in the attack on Admiral Boitu?
I didn't say she was involved,
Dalla corrected.
I said there was a connection, and at the moment that's all we have.
Is it?
Asokeji asked.
I know you're convinced that this couldn't have been a Jedi attack because it was botched, but maybe it wasn't botched. What if the goal wasn't to assassinate, but to incapacitate?
He pointed at the body cast covering Boitu's midsection.
Only a Jedi could do that, and be sure not to kill.
Dalla raised her brow. She had to admit the possibility had not occurred to her, but it didn't feel right either. She looked to Wynne and cocked a brow. Wynne thought for a moment, then said,
Sometimes a lightsaber attack is just a lightsaber attack, but I don't see the why.
He turned to Asokeji.
If Boitu was trying to help Hamner work out a compromise with Chief Dalla, why would the Jedi want to kill him?
Because not all Jedi want to compromise,
Asokeji said.
Hamner told the Admiral that he was having difficulty convincing the other Masters to be patient. Perhaps a splinter group decided to take matters into their own hands and put a stop to the negotiations.
It's not out of the question,
Dalla admitted, recalling the assassination attempt on the Solos, an attempt that had spoiled her own efforts to negotiate a compromise.
There's no question that someone wants to keep us at each other's throats.
Asokeji nodded.
Exactly.
His gaze was fixed on Boitu's form, and Dalla did not need to be a master of Bith facial expressions to see that he was thirsty for revenge.
We need to bring the Jedi into line, Chief, before it's too late. If they'll go after Admiral Boitu, they'll go after you.
Wynne's face grew pale.
Reinorg, we don't know that they did go after the Admiral, he said. In fact, what little evidence we have suggests it wasn't them.
You underestimate the Jedi.
Asokeji circled the bed and pushed between Dalla and Isai.
Give the order, and I'll have 5,000 Space Marines storming the temple tomorrow.
Dalla was tempted, sorely tempted. But as much as she wanted to bring the Jedi to heel, she didn't want to destroy them unless it was absolutely necessary. And even if she thought it was necessary, she would not have entrusted the job to someone whose judgment was so obviously clouded. She turned to Asokeji.
Thank you for the offer, Commander. But I don't see the Jedi faking a Jedi attack in an effort to throw us off their trail. Too many things can go wrong.
Asokeji's shoulders fell.
You're letting them get away with it.
Dalla shook her head, then laid a hand on Asokeji's arm.
No, I assure you, whoever did this to Admiral Boitu is going to pay. But I want it to be the true attackers, not the patsies.
An audible sigh of relief sounded from Wynne's side of the bed.
Very smart, Chief. We don't want to play into the assassin's hands.
No, we don't,
Dala agreed.
What we want is to find out who they are. We also want them to know we're looking for them. And we want them scared. We want them very scared.
Wynn's expression grew worried. Am I to assume you have some idea of how to accomplish that?
Yes, you are.
Dala's gaze returned to the vidscreen, where Mahdi Vaunt was delivering a final recap of the day's events on Blaudu Sextus.
Dr. Asai, would you please excuse us? We're about to have a very secret conversation.